AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by AP to look ahead to the Sandown card on Saturday. Decent card as well to bring an end to the jump season. We'll go through each of the races and hopefully point you in the direction of a winner or two. Good morning, AP.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Good to hear. Obviously, end of the jump season. Sad time, but of course we've got Punchestown just around the corner, and it's a decent day's action today.
Yeah, it's a good day's racing to end the jump season in this country, if you like, for the season. Some good races, obviously. Sir de Grugia, I would imagine, would be a lot of people's jump horse of the year, and probably rightly so. He's been an outstanding form all season. It would be nice to see him finish off the year with a winning at Sandown.
Yep, definitely. Okay, we'll start with the 205 then. It's a juvenile handicap hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. An open look to the first race, but it is quite a nice contest. Keltis is popular at the head of affairs at the time recording. There's also been money for Dolores Delightful. But it is a pretty open contest.
Yeah, very much so. I would start with I'm riding Dispur of Don McCain. It's been a little bit disappointing beaten a long way behind Qatar Pete last time at the entry. Before that, he was fourth to Forks, not any one up in Muscle River. But the main players looked like Keltos. Paul Nichols' horse was just behind High Hawk at Cheltenham, the Fred Winter, which wasn't a bad run. Dolores Delightful, you mentioned, ran very well at Newbury. Last time, Mick Williams has got a habit of getting horses to improve at the right time, so he's not without a chance. And the other two that I was going to mention quickly were Ronaldinho of Alan Kings has been in good enough form, although it finished by one of today's runners, Raven Tower last time. And St. Jerome has been winning well for Jamie Osborne. But I think Keltos is the one they've all got to beat.
Okay, Keltos the pick there in the opener. Next up is the 240. It's the Oaksy Chase, a listed contest over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. They go without number 6 here, I Have Dreamed. That leaves 5 of them. There's a few horses here that have been reasonably frustrating of late. Rolling Aces is one that is holding his form reasonably well for Paul Nichols. But the likes of Menora and Hunt Ball, we know the talent's there. But will they fire today, do you think, AP?
Yeah, I mean, Menora has been, I suppose, a little bit disappointing, but he ran okay behind Silvaniaco Conti last time at the entry. This is a race that hasn't as much depth to it, I don't think. Obviously, Rolling Ace, this is, was a good second to Boston Bob at entry as well, and that's not bad for him. As you said, Hunt Ball looks to have sort of not recaptured any of his old form since he's been back at Nicky Henderson's. So I think Menora is the one they've got to beat. And Rolling Aces is probably the one that's going to give them most to do. So I think it's between Menora and Rolling Aces, but I'm just going to go for Menora.
Okay, Menora the pick there in the Oaksy Chase. Next up, the 315. It is the Celebration Chase over 2 miles. Grade 1 contest here. They go without number 1, Australia Day, and number 2, Claret Cloak. That means there's only 6 of them, but you'd expect this to only be going one way, really, wouldn't you, AP?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, his form has been so much better than all the other horses at 2 miles this season. Very hard to oppose him. No problems with ground or conditions or track. He's won the Finger Creek round here, so very hard to get away from him. But yeah, so the Grugia is a good thing, really.
Okay, Sada Guruji, a good thing there in the 3.15. The 3.50 is next up. It is the Bet365 Gold Cup Chase. Grade 3 contest over the extended 3 miles and 5 furlongs. Really, really open look to this AP. At the time of recording, we've got 8-1 joint favourites in Berry Parade and Ardkilly Witness. You're third in at the minute on Burton Port for John Joe O'Neill, a horse that you said you rode slightly more aggressively at Newbury two starts ago, and that sort of played to his strengths. Didn't get very far in the National, but would you be hopeful of a decent run here?
Yeah, I'd be hoping he runs well. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to ride him as aggressively today over this trip, but he'd been just running so poorly before Newbury that it was just a case of trying to rejuvenate him a little bit, and I think we'd probably done that at Newbury. He ran better, but obviously he had an early capsize in the National. Burton Port's got a good chance in a very open race. Berry Parade, as you said, finished second behind Bally Legend at Kempton. It was a very good run before that. He'd won it at Ascot. Those are two horses up the head of the market that have got definitely good chances. And of the other ones that you go down through them, I think Pungash is a little chance each way for Paul Nicholls. Just one of the bigger price ones. I thought he had a squeak. I think the ground is probably not going to be in the likes of Spring Heel's favour. It probably won't be in Same Difference's favour either. It's a very open race. Hopefully Burton Port get a very good chance. Berry Parade, I think, was unlucky. Not the one at Kempton last time. I could see him being hard to beat. But I would go for another horse of Paul Nicholls at a big each-way price, Pungash.
Okay, so the two Paul Nicholls horses there with chances as well as Burton Port. But Pungash the pick there at a big price in the 3.50. Next up is the 4.25. It is a listed hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. All 5 stand their ground at the time of recording. You ride Clondor Kempfer here for Donald McCain, who was a winner last time out, but comes up against some nice horses here, Southfield Theatre, Polly Peachum and Medinas, all in pretty decent nick. What do you think wins this one, AP?
Yeah, Clondor Kempfer has to obviously improve. He won the handicap at the entry last time. He went up £7 for that, I think, which still leaves him a little bit behind a few of these on ratings. I mean, Polly Peachum is rated 150, and I think we're giving her £7. So she's the one that's theoretically best in at the weight, along with Medinas and Southfield Theatre. Very hard to pick the winner. I thought she won very well last time, Polly Peachum, and she's probably the one that we've all got to beat. But to drop in class for Medinas, he ran last time in the World Hurdle behind more of that and Annie Power. And, I think he's probably the one that he's probably the one they've all got to beat. I think Medinas is probably the one they've got to beat, along with Polly Peachum. It's a tough one to pick which one I'd fancy the most. Probably just go for Medinas.
Okay, Alan King's Medinas there in the 4.25. Next up is the 5 o'clock, the penultimate race on the card. It is a novices handicap chase over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs. They go without number 2 here, Grandad's Horse, and that leaves Foundation Man for UAP at the head of affairs, 100-30 at the time of recording. A horse that you've ridden quite a bit this year and seem to get on pretty well with.
Yeah, I have slight concerns about ground conditions. Definitely likes decent sort of ground, so that would be my only worry with Foundation Man. He just got beaten a neck last time at Weatherby. Before that, I'd been second at third at Sandown, and had won at Kemp there on the season. He's got a good chance in an open looking race. As you said, I'd have slight concerns about the ground from, but hopefully he'll be okay. Ballinacurra of Dan Skelton's has won his last couple of Stratford. And won pretty well. So he's probably the other horse that's probably the least exposed, if you like. And maybe one down the bottom of Paul Nicholls' Vasper Dream, who's got bits of good form as well and seems to be running into a little bit of form. So I could see Vasper Dream was second to Garde Victoire the last time it ran at Taunton. Yeah, but I hope Foundation Man wins.
Okay, foundation man there. In the 5 o'clock, the final race on the card is the 5:30 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. A few non-runners at the time of recording for this one. They go without number 2, Dunraven Storm, number 3, Rum and Butter, which was going to be your ride there, AP, number 7, Vendor, and number 12, Mackill Hatton, don't go. A few of those would have been pretty well fancied. That leaves Caliph Aramis at the head of affairs at the time of recording for the Twist and Davies team, who's been a model of consistency of late.
Yeah, he was a good second to Dr. Harper at Aintree last time, before he'd fallen at Cheltenham and had won at Ascot before that. So, yeah, I can see why Caliph Aramis is up the head of the betting. He's been very consistent, got good form. I thought it was interesting that Barry Gertie was riding Vasco de Ronceret over Cash and Go. Vasco de Ronceret ran back in Court Minster last time at Aintree, ran okay. But I actually thought Cash and Go had run his best race for a while behind Clondalf Camper. When he finished third, and I thought that was a good run, and I think he's one that could take a bit of beating. I actually am going to go for the outside of the two Henderson horses and go for Cash and Go.
Okay, Cash and Go, the pick there in the last. Great stuff, AP. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
As ever, we'll catch up with you ahead of Punchestown in the week, but best of luck today at Sandown.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.